Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
What the world needs now is us. That's right. We who see the importance of sustaining our planet and building and creating dynamic new strategies, not only for survival, but for a whole new healthy world. We have a clear green light to do it. When we return, I invite you to participate in a demonstration of just what can happen as we make choices that bring our voice of the earth around the world. Welcome to Tomorrowland. Today, when we return here on the Wildside News.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
You know, I'm still waiting for a call here. Someone out there might want to take home this air grill blower. And all you have to do is call us right now. If you're tuned in, don't be shy. I know on internet radio, a lot of people are a little shy to call in. But actually, what you're hearing... Well, I can't say you're listening. If you're listening to this now, you're listening to me live because you could be on the archive. But anyways, I happen to know that if this is Thursday and it's in the morning all across America on December 2nd, you're listening to this show live. So if you'd like to win this air grill blower, give us a call, 888-327-0061, and I'll give you a little sound cue again here. Here we go. Starts your fires up real fast, fits in your backpack. Very cool thing. Well, hey, let's move on with the show here. I'm beginning to have fun. This is getting to be fun. So, anyways, I started out with a sort of a cryptic tease, and I'm sure lots of you are wondering, so where is he headed next? Well, as I, as you may already have picked up since day one on the Wildside News, I believe that the nature industry is the biggest industry on Earth. And it's important for us to realize that because it's true. For good reason, we have used businesses, small, medium, and large, to create a world of miracles, uniting science and creativity and commerce. The world is awash in miraculous technologies, and it's captivated all of us. I'm sitting here in my pocket. I've got this little new cell phone, one of those little clamshell cell phones. I carry it with me. I can pick that up and I can talk to anybody in the world, standing on the street or driving in my car. We live in an age of miracles, and business has driven this to a large extent. The creativity and the investment in creating all of these miraculous solutions to the many, many things that we not only need to do, but also want to do. So, you know, we've become sort of addicted to this. It's what we believe, and it has been a good thing, but unfortunately with any sort of this consumerist addiction, there are some downsides, and that's what we're facing in many situations here on the planet. And we need to try to figure out how to fix this problem. Now, you know, with any addiction, sometimes the first thing you have to do is to admit that we have it, and that's done. We've admitted that we do. So now as to the cure. Sometimes, actually most often, the best solution to a complex problem is the simplest one. For those of us who sense the wonder, who maintain a dream of a healthy people and land, and even peace and goodwill, we feel overwhelmed by the power of the media, corporate, political alliances. Their success, however, is the lesson we need to help our dreams become reality. The power of the media, corporate, political alliance is the key to success. And therefore, the media, corporate, political alliance is the key to our success. It's really so simple. We now need to invest in creating our own media, corporate, political alliance for peace, prosperity, and sustainability. That's the green light that we have. It's up to us. If we can't do it, nobody will. And here's the good news. The world wants what we want. in terms of marketing, that's great. So now we need to take our ideas and we need to market them out to the world. And we have to create the industries and the technologies and the systems and the alliances to stand proudly and tall and give the world what it wants. They want peace. They want community. They want a healthy, whole environment. They want new, efficient, environmentally friendly businesses and industries. They want clean technologies. Hey, that's us. Now we need to move boldly, proudly forward and create that world through investing, profiting, and expanding our goods into a real global economy, the global economy and community. Now, any good entrepreneur knows that you have to put your money where your mouth is, so I introduce to you the new and improved Wildside News. Here's what's new. You can now visit the Wildside News bookstore and the Wildside News gallery. When you buy things from or through the store or the gallery, the Wildside News profits. As it profits, so too all the things the Wildside News is here to promote. So today I'm going to invite you to begin the creation of our own Voice of the Earth radio network. The Voice of the Earth is the beginning of our Earth media, necessary to advance, promote, sell, pitch, inform, and inspire our markets to use, buy, incorporate, build, and create the ideas, goods, and visions that we own. It's going to take a little work on all our parts, but we can make a huge difference in our future and in the future of this global economy by quitting our begging and begin our ventures into prosperity, power, and peace. So today I'm going to tell you about some of the wonderful goods you can now buy through the Wildside News. I'm moving into the entrepreneurial realm. It is our salvation. Let's take power through our economics, our goodwill, and our good business, that business ethics. You know, we heard from our Powell's partner. Every time you buy a book from them through the Wildside News, you end up investing and supporting our media and our message. It's really simple. If you have a choice, choose to do business with people you hear about on the Wildside News. You'll be amazed at who's coming on board. Mainstreamers like FedEx and Kinko's, Home Depot, Honda, BP Solar, the Hydrogen Car Company, and the Wildside News. We're all working, many of us, towards this same end. It's a totally mainstream endeavor. So let the marketing begin. You know, I'm a painter. I'm an artist. And I haven't talked much about that. I've kind of shared little bits of that. But you know what? It's time now to share this side of you. I've made my living celebrating the wonder of the earth through my paintings of the land, of flowers. Now I'm making it all available to you through the Wildside News Gallery. When you go there, you can visit. In the gallery, you can choose an original work or in oil or pencil or pen or whenever possible, a print. I invite you to visit the gallery. Go to the Wildside News, click on the store gallery link, and it'll take you to the new improved store and gallery. And then purchases are easily handled through eBay. So if you're familiar with eBay, if you see something you like, you have the security of going to eBay and making those purchases. And likewise, the bookstore, which we've already talked about, which is partnered now with Powell's, has a lot of extraordinary books. So this is how simple this is. When you want to buy a book, go to Wildside News, go to the Wildside News bookstore, and do a search, first of all, through Powell's to see if perhaps there's a book there that if you're looking for any specific title, or also check through the bookstore, and you'll see some great books for sale. For example, the Walden book that we featured with Scott Miller, the 150th anniversary edition, is available through Powell's right now at a substantial saving. I'm really impressed. When you go to the website on the bookstore, you'll also notice we have the Terry Tempest Williams Open Space of Democracy. If somehow Terry Tempest Williams has spoken to you, and particularly in the realms of our future, you can get the Open Space of Democracy. You can just go to the website. It says Purchase from Powell's. You click that. You go through the stuff, and the next thing you know, in a few days, you'll have that book. And in the process, this is what I'm trying to get to. The Wild Side News is never going to ask you for money. It's not going to beg and plead. It's going to do business with you. I'm clear about this one. And in that process, I profit. The Wild Side News profits, and all of us profit, because we're building our means to promote our message, our industries, and our wisdom out to the world. This is really interesting. It's going to take a while for some people to figure it out, but they will. Now, on the bookstore, by the way, I just wanted to share with you. I wish I had more time. Gosh, how time flies. But I also have been in the book industry, and I have some great books. Some of that I'd like to talk about briefly. I have a whole collection of wonderful Rockwell Kent editions. One is called Peace on Earth, or actually, it's called On Earth Peace. Beautiful little book illustrated with Rockwell Kent editions. I also have, this is fun, see? I got an original edition of Moby Dick that goes back to, I believe it's 1936. And again, this one is illustrated by Rockwell Kent. There's also Voyaging, again illustrated by Rockwell Kent. Beautifully illustrated, southward from the Strait of Magellan. And it talks about, in particular, his actual journeys in a sailboat. And then we've also featured information from Alaska, which is such an issue. I have a book called Wilderness, a journal of quiet adventure in Alaska, written back in the 30s and wonderfully illustrated by Rockwell Kent. These are early editions, and as time progresses, we're going to have lots of gear and stuff and partnering. And you know what? We're going to build our media and do the right thing for the planet. Next time, we'll continue with more on the Wild Side News.